went from the trauma of Canada's residential schools to the depths of alcoholism and came back out. Our look at the 2022 Courage to Come Back Awards continues this morning with a look at the recipient of the addiction category.
Barney Williams of Campbell River was just 6 years old when he was sent away to the Christie Residential School in Tofino. His father was the head disciplinarian there, but young Barney quickly learned he would be treated just like anyone else.
I remember saying dad, right, because he was my dad, and then being punished for it and said, you can't call him dad, you have to call him Mr. Williams.
Then in his teen years, Barney was transferred to the residential school in Kamloops. The discovery of unmarked graves on the site didn't surprise him at all.
No, not at all, because we knew, right? Like, I was 15 when I was there. We knew there was stuff going on, but nobody was listening.
And like many who survived residential schools, he turned to alcohol to numb the pain. Once sober, he went back to school to become a social worker. And today, at the age of 82, he still helps others, showing the courage to come back. John Ackerman, City News.
Barney, you are an inspiration.
His childhood made him reach for the bottle, but he battled back to help others with their struggles. Our John Ackerman is speaking with the 2022 Courage to Come Back Award recipient for addiction.
Like many survivors of the residential school system, Barney Williams of Campbell River turned to alcohol to numb the pain.
Because I drank really hard. It wasn't a couple of beers. It was like, you know, guzzle. And all of that was to get rid of the pain.
He eventually found sobriety, but it came at a cost. Members of his family shunned him for turning down alcohol, but out of that came a desire to give back.
Once I was sober, I started realizing I had a bit of a gift to help people. A lot of times people would call or come see me, we'd start talking. I realized I had this gift of helping.
Barney would go back to school to become a social worker and would even be called to work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. His message is, if he could overcome his addiction, others can too. With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
He was only 6 years old when he was taken away from his grandparents and sent to residential school. And that was just the beginning. City's John Ackerman has more on the 2022 Courage to Come Back Award recipient in the addiction category.
Barney Williams of Campbell River lost his mother basically at birth. Still, he remembers a happy childhood raised by his grandparents until he was sent away to residential school, first in Tofino and then to Kamloops when he was a teenager. There is one memory in particular that is especially heartbreaking.
This one time, this little boy came up to us. He was about 6 years old. He was crying. He said, I'm looking for my little friend. He said, can you help me? We said, sure. What's his name? And so he told us. Never did find him. So I'm sure that he was one of those little guys that was part of those unmarked graves. So those are the kind of memories I have.
From there, he turned to alcohol to numb the pain, but eventually found sobriety. Barney later became a social worker, helping others with their addictions. With the courage to come back, John Ackerman, City News.
City News is a proud sponsor of the Coast Mental Health Courage to Come Back Awards. You can make a difference by donating. Visit couragetocomeback.ca.